So quite a few of you have been asking about what we did last Sunday. You want to get a little update on what we did last Sunday. For those of you who don't know, we did a $100 brunch last Sunday. We came and we met here for some intimate worship. There were 23 of us who came together and worshiped just with the speaker. It was great. We had a perfect time. And God told me to pray over families who were here. So I went around and prayed over people. And it was a powerful time. I asked people to give, to listen to God during worship for a word that he had for them for 2022. And they came up with, I mean, God gave them some awesome stuff. I was like, and quite a few of them said it came so fast. As soon as I turned to God and said, okay, God, what's my word for 2022? It just came into their head immediately. So that was amazing. But then afterwards we were going to go to Chicago Deli, but they were closed. Thankfully, I called ahead of time and found out. So we ended up going to Yours Truly. 19 of us went to Yours Truly. Felt so sorry for the manager because we walk in, and the place is packed. Well, first I talked to the hostess. I'm like, okay, there's 19 of us, but we don't have to sit together. You can just put us at multiple tables. It's fine, because the last thing we want to do, if we go to be a blessing, we don't want to be that person who's like, we have to have it this way. You know, we don't want to do that. Please don't do that. Even if you're not going, please. Please don't do that. Be kind. People need kindness. So the hostess looked like a deer in headlights. Didn't she? Jana was there. She was like, oh, you know, because like I said, every table was full. She goes, I have to go get the manager. I go, it's fine. So she went to get the manager. The manager was like, I don't think I can put you all. I said, no, chill. It's all good. I said, you can put us at 2 tables, 3 tables, 4 tables, whatever. I just knew God had a good plan and it was going to work out. I didn't know how we were going to do the financial part of it, but I knew he would work it out. And he did. So they got us all seated very quickly, I thought, within probably 15 minutes, right? And they put some of us at one table, some of us at another table, and some of us at another table. But these 2 tables had the same server. I had 2 cards with me, so I was really hoping for 2 servers. And 3 of you who couldn't be there said, here's my $100. I can't be there, but I want to bless the servers. So that was fun, you know, to add to the padding a little bit. So we had a great meal, and after the meal, we called our servers over. We had Caitlin, and who was your server? Do you remember his name? Herman. Yeah. They called over Herman. I said, Ron, you explain what's going on. I'll explain to Caitlin. So we told them, we're from Oak River Church, and we just wanted to do something extra special today. So we are going to bless you. You know, everything we give you is yours. Caitlin had a table of, I think, 6 people, and ended up with a $350 tip. Yeah, maybe 300, something were in there. I didn't really look at the math, honestly. I'm just like, hallelujah, we get to bless this girl, you know. And then Herman had 2 tables, and I think he got a $400 tip, something like that. So that was fun. They were touched by it. They were very touched. Caitlin almost started crying, and Herman was just so blessed by it. He said something. He was praying over the tables, yeah. God sent us 2 believers, which I would have been fine with either one, but it was fun to do it. But can I just tell you my pastor moment, my favorite pastor moment? I loved blessing Herman and Caitlin, and I still am praying that God will continue to bless them. But at one moment, I was sitting at one table, and the Craig family was sitting at another table with Mike and Kathy Patrick, Ron and Judy. That's all. Okay, Ron and Judy. And I look over, and Nick is holding Ellie, who's fallen asleep. And Mike is up cutting Nick's meat so he can eat. I'm just like, that is such a picture of the body of Christ right there. A grown man cutting another grown man's meat while this man holds his baby sleeping. I loved it. So I don't know why that moment just touch me. I tried to get a picture, but I didn't have a good angle. And it was just precious, but it's etched in my memory. And then a little while later, Kathy Patrick is holding Ellie, who's sleeping, and now Nick's eating. It's like, it was such a picture of the body of Christ to me. And I just loved it. So I thought you would like hearing about that too. We may do that again sometime, because it was fun. And I know a lot of you who wanted to be there couldn't be there for different reasons. So who knows? If you're up for it, you let me know and I'll do it. Or my kids say, if you're down for it, not if you're up for it. That's the way the kids, cool kids talk. If you're down for it. What? The other thing they say, this is totally off subject, but it's just fun. My kids will say to one of my other kids, hey, are you trying to go fishing today? I'm like, what? You can't just say, do you want to go fishing? No, they say, are you trying to go fishing today? How much trying is involved? Get in the car and drive. You know, just weird. But I'm like, okay, fine. It's all good. So I wanted to share that with you. So today I'm so excited because we get to unveil the theme for 2022. Now, for those of you who don't know, months before 2020 hit us, and I do mean hit us, before it hit us, God gave us the theme for 2020 that was behold. And how little did we know how much we would need that word in 2020. When I started getting overwhelmed by everything in 2020, I would hear that word in my head, behold, and I'd be like, okay, look at God. Just look at God, because everything else is crazy. Look at God, right? And then in 2021, we got the word yes for our theme. Saying yes to God. What does God say yes to, and how can we partner with him and say yes? But I heard a message just yesterday from one of my favorite preachers, and he said, you do know that when you say yes to God, it almost has difficulty following it, almost always. I'm like, probably wouldn't have had that word if I'd known that. There's a cost to saying yes to God, is what I'm telling you. So we said yes to God for 2021, and we're still saying yes. But as I was praying about 2022, I don't know. I feel like the whole globe is kind of in PTSD right now. Does anybody else feel like that? I don't. Like, nobody knows what's going on. Everybody's foggy. My son works in an auto body shop as an estimator. And he said, Mom, we are doubling our normal numbers right now because there are so many accidents on the road. And I really feel like that's a result of PTSD. I do. I feel like we're all just fogged out. So when I was praying for a theme, I'm like, God, I don't know. I know that never do we really know what's coming in the upcoming year. But this year, I feel hyper aware of it. I feel like, I don't know what's going to happen in 2022. God's like, you never do. But now this year I know it. So I didn't know what he wanted to do for us. But he gave it to me. Here it is. You ready? Anybody else want to do a drum roll? It's so fun. Okay. The theme is follow Jesus. Follow Jesus. Follow Jesus. The whole year we're going to be unpacking it. Follow Jesus. Now, when you see the words or hear the words follow Jesus, I find myself wondering what tone of voice you hear. Maybe you see a red-faced guy with veins popping in his neck and spit coming out saying, follow Jesus, in all caps with an exclamation point. I don't see that. Thank God I've been delivered from that. I used to see that. Or maybe you hear a voice begging you to try to please God. Come on, follow Jesus. You'll make him happy if you follow him. And I don't think that's what I hear either. Because that's an endless, endless, endless cycle of doing that never feels like enough. So that's what I want to hear. So we're going to unpack it in 2022. We're not going to try to unpack it all today. So we have a whole year to unpack it. But I wanted to start with Matthew 16:24 in the New Living Translation, where Jesus said to his disciples, if any of you wants to be my follower, you must give up your own way, take up your cross, and follow me. Here's the thing that I've learned in my 58 years of life, 55 years of following Jesus, is that there is a constant battle over who or what I will give my life to. It's not like you make a decision and you go, okay, I'm going to follow Jesus. And then every day from that point forward, the battle has ended. It's not like that. It is like a constant battle of who I will give my life to. So today we're going to talk about those three things: giving up your own way, taking up your cross, and following Jesus. First of all, to give up your own way, I looked up the Greek for that, and it means to forget oneself. What? Lose sight of self and self's interest. Now, I don't know about you, but I think that can only be done through Jesus. Because most of us are geared to look out for ourselves. Survival. Especially in endemic world that we live in. It's like, look out for number one. I got to figure this out, right? But giving up my way, Jesus said, you got to give up your way. You got to lose sight of yourself and lose sight of self's interest. Give up that. So what is my way? I wanted to talk about three things that my way is in my mind. Maybe two things. It's pleasing myself. Here's the thing. I feel like there's such a culture right now of choosing your happiness. If you want to be happy, it's up to you. And everything else can just be flushed down the toilet. What matters is me and my happiness. And I do believe that no one else is responsible for your happiness. Okay, let me clarify that. But I think it's unhealthy to the degree that we've gone to with it, where it's really all about pleasing me. I please me, you please you, and we're just little islands floating all around, and we're bumping into each other, but we get irritated when we do that. Oh, I'm cutting off my friends list. If you don't respond to this post within 24 hours, you're going to be deleted. Okay, I'll cry over that one. I don't believe in that. I'm not saying you need to clean out your friends list once in a while. That's fine, but don't make a show of it and try to put guilt on people. Stop. It's also choosing my own happiness, even if it harms someone. Okay, I'm going to choose what makes me happy, even if it hurts someone else. And that's really sad to me, because that's not the way that Jesus taught us to live. It's not. My way is also about earning my worth. It's about earning my worth. It's works, self-righteousness. It's if I can be beautiful enough, if I can be fit enough, if I can do enough good deeds, if I can go to enough $100 brunches, then I can earn my value. That's not what it's about. That's my way. Because it's still all about me, you see. It's all about whatever I do, it's to make me good, look good. It's to make me feel good. It's about earning my worth. Point C, my way is making myself look good. Have you ever heard yourself telling a story and you deliberately tell it in a way, you don't lie, but you just shade it in such a way that you make yourself look really good? What, the pastor's the only one who's done that? Come on. I know you have. It's so easy to do. We desperately want people to respect us and think we're amazing, right? That's my way. Here's the crazy part. Religion can really be all about my way. When I say religion, let me clarify. That means trying to earn your own way to be good enough to get what God has for you. It's doing the do so that you can get the get. That's really what it is. If I go to church enough, God will be happy with me and then he'll bless me. If I sing enough songs, if I read enough verses, if I memorize this, if I give to people, that's all about trying to earn something in his kingdom. And we don't need to earn. We don't need to earn it. Interestingly, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this, but if you want to look it up, when Jesus was tempted, He was tempted in all those ways that I just talked about. My way. He was tempted to please himself. Turn these stones into bread. You're hungry. You've been out without food for 40 days. Aren't you hungry? Bread would taste really good right now. Please yourself. Make some bread. About his worth, Satan said, jump. Prove that you are who you say you are, because the Bible says, yes, the devil used the Bible. The Bible says you won't get hurt. That's works. That's doing something to make myself worthwhile, right? And the last one was making himself look good. He pulled him up on the top of the temple and said, I'll give you all the kingdoms of the world if you'll just not worship God, worship me. So Jesus was tempted in all the ways that we're tempted, to take his own way, to make his own way. Take up my cross, point two, take up my cross. What does that mean? I don't think it means going around looking for a cross to bear. I don't think it means you're not spiritual unless you're suffering. That's not what I think it means. But I do think it means to choose God's way when my way seems easier. Has that ever happened to you where you feel like you come to a fork in a road and you know this is what God wants from me, but this way seems way easier? You know, that's to choose God's way. I mean, Jesus did it when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane. He said, not my will, let your will be done. I would rather not have to face what I'm about to face, but I want you to have your way. Also, it means to gracefully bear suffering brought upon us. To gracefully bear suffering. I don't think it means wallowing in it. I think it means being honest about it. But to find a way to bear it gracefully. And there have been times in my life when I was in a season of suffering or a moment of suffering, and I had to say, God, I don't know where to find your grace in this. Can you show me where your grace is in this? Because I am drowning. I'm drowning in suffering. And God did every time, every time. I think that's what taking up your cross means. I don't think it means blaming God for suffering we brought on ourselves. I don't. And listen, it's not my job to tell you what suffering you've brought on yourself. You know, you and Jesus can work that out. It's my job to figure out what suffering I've brought on myself. And not blame God for it, and to make any changes that I need to make. But some of us, we think, everybody's so mean to us, I'm just taking up my cross. They're mean to you because you're nasty. Because you're unkind. Because you demand your own way. Don't blame it on them. You know, take up your cross. I don't think it's waiting for the next horrible thing to happen, though. Have you ever felt like you were in maybe a season of blessing and you just are holding your breath? When's the next bad thing going to happen? Don't do that. Enjoy the blessing while it's there. Enjoy the respite while it's there, you know? Point three, follow Jesus. Now, we're going to dig into this word over the coming year, but I want to give you the highlights of it today. The Greek word is up on the screen. I think it's pronounced. Does anybody here know Greek? Darn, it'd be so nice if somebody knew Greek. But then you won't know if I'm wrong, so that's good. Akalotheo, something like that. Akalotheo. It sound good? Thanks. I try, you know. I hit the little speaker about 17 times on the phone where it shows you how it sounds. I'm like, trying to practice it. What does that mean? It means to join him. It means to accompany him. It means, this is a good one, to side with his party. Oh, you mean God's not Republican? You mean God's not Democrat? Side with his party. It's like when Gideon was approached by an angel of the Lord, and Gideon said, you know, whose side are you on? How does it go? Can't remember exactly how it goes. Brad, you know. No, you don't know? Huh? Whose side are you on? And the angel said, don't worry about that. I'm on the Lord's side. Don't worry about if I'm for you or against you. Just get on my side. That's what you need to know. And some of us, we look for opportunities to reinforce our belief system by saying, God believes this, and we never stop and say, God, what do you believe about this? That's what follow Jesus means. It means to abide in him, to continue to be held by him. That's my word for 2022, held. God gave it to me and I just knew that was my word. He's going to hold me in 2022. That's beautiful, right? It's to do whatever he tells you to do and to not do whatever he tells you not to do. It's to speak whatever he tells you to speak, and harder to not speak when he tells you to be quiet. Even with your thumbs. It's to go wherever he tells you to go, or not go wherever he tells you not to go. It's not about saying you're right, or it's not about earning your right to be associated with him. It's not about pleasing him. Here's the top secret of 2022. He's already pleased with you. You make him happy. Yeah, I know. A lot of us have a hard time thinking about God smiling when he looks at us. Does anybody have a hard time with that? I have to train myself. I have to force myself. Like, force is the wrong word. I have to retrain my thinking. Because my natural tendency as a child growing up was, and I would imagine God, he always had this furrowed brow. And he might even be doing this. Or he might even be doing this. And I have to tell myself, nope, that's an incorrect view of God, because of what Jesus did on the cross for us, which we're going to take communion in a few minutes, and we're going to celebrate that. Because of that, God is smiling at us. So we don't have to please him. He's already pleased with us. You know what it is about, in my mind? Following him is about recognizing and embracing that he knows more than I do. It's about recognizing and embracing that his ways are just better than mine. Even if this way seems easier and this way seems harder, but it's his. I have come through history with him, through years with him, through making the wrong choice and going, well, that didn't go so well. That's called learning by negative example. Mm-hmm. But you learn from that, right? And so the next time you're faced with the same choice, you go, wait, that may look easier, but that's a trick. That's an optical illusion. It's not easier. This way looks harder, but it's not. It's just about falling into that. It's about making a choice to come into agreement with him. It's not about making him happy. He's already happy. It's not about trying to earn your way into his kingdom. Give up on that. It's impossible. Just going, yeah, his way is better. His way is better. We'll read two more verses and then I'll talk about it. And then we'll have communion. Continuing on from after that verse we just read, Jesus said, if you try to hang on to your life, you will lose it. If you try to choose your way, it will not go well. But if you give up your life for my sake, you will save it. And what do you benefit if you gain the whole world but lose your soul? Is anything worth more than your soul? Now, I don't know where, but somewhere along the way in my growing up, when I read that scripture, I imagined that if I didn't choose God's way, I would end up in the burning fires of hell. I believe in hell, so we don't have to talk about that. But I'm just saying, that's not what this is about. That's not what this is about. This is about, the word soul can mean mind, will, and emotions. But when I looked up the Greek word for soul, you know what it means? Self. Your true self. So when I choose the way of Jesus, somehow when I give up myself, when I give up my ways, when I take up my cross, when I gracefully bear suffering and choose to follow him, I find my truest self. But if I choose my way, no, I want my way. My way is better. I know me. He does too. He made you. When I choose my way, I lose my truest self. Oh, I have seen this in my life, and I have seen it in the lives of people I love. Jesus said, listen, what I'm telling you is better for you. My grandson, he's such the joy of my life right now, a joy of my life. He's 14 months old. And of course, at Grammy's house, I always have cookies for him. And he has discovered where I keep the cookies. He likes the little thin Oreo lemon cookies. Those are his favorite. So now he comes to Grammy's house and he toddles over to the pantry and he goes, Interpretation, I want a cookie, Grammy. But what kind of love would it be for me to give him the whole pack of cookies? No, I limit him because I know what's best for him. God is the same. He loves making you happy. He does. I heard, God doesn't want to make you happy. He wants to make you holy. That just wearies me. Listen, I love making Oakland happy. But I'm not going to give him a whole pack of cookies if that's what it takes to make him happy, because I know what's best for him. God knows what's best for you. He likes to see you ask for a cookie once in a while. I don't think it's a problem for him. He likes giving you a cookie once in a while, but he's not going to load you up with something that is bad for you. So he's asking you to choose. His way or your way? Oh, I wish I could download into your mind all the experiences I have had personally and all the experiences I have witnessed in ministry over the years of people who chose God's way against all odds and how it resulted. It's so beautiful. People become their truest self. They find strength they didn't know they had. They find hope they didn't even know was in there. They find joy in crazy ways. They find joy because they chose God's way instead of their way. And then I've seen people who chose their way, and I've been a person who chose my way, and it never goes the way I hope it goes, ever. So we're going to have communion. I think it's the perfect time to go into communion, corporate communion. We do practice open communion. You don't have to be a member here. You are welcome to participate, or you're welcome not to participate. There's no shame, or we're not going to be like, why didn't you take communion? No, we're not going to do that. It's all good here. But it's set up over on the tables. We ask you to sanitize your hands before you pick up your one cup that has a cracker and some juice in it, and then hold it at your seat. And then we'll all take it together, okay? And I don't know if any of you know the old song. I'm dating myself here. I have decided to follow Jesus. But I want to change the words, because I feel like it's not a have one time thing. It's a constant thing. So I am deciding. While you're getting your communion, we'll sing that. I am deciding to follow Jesus. I am deciding to follow Jesus. I am deciding to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. I am deciding to follow Jesus. I am deciding to follow Jesus. I am deciding to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. Though none go with me, still I will follow. Though none go with me, still I will follow. Though none go with me, still I will follow. No turning back, no turning back. I am deciding to follow Jesus. I am deciding to follow Jesus. I am deciding to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. I felt really specifically to do communion in a different way today, a little bit. That as we look at the cracker that's been broken, the gluten-free, seed-free cracker, it's broken. I felt like God wanted me to ask you, what are you going to allow him to break in you in 2022? You see, Jesus chose to allow his body to be broken so that ours doesn't have to be. What are you going to let God break in you in 2022? I can't answer that question for you. That's between you and God. I know one or two things he might want to break in me. Here's the thing. Jesus' body was broken, not for the sake of breaking, for the sake of multiplication. Jesus said himself, no, he didn't say it. Somebody said of him in Hebrews, he was willing to endure the cross for the joy set before him. He was willing to let his body be broken because he knew that it would bring all of us into his family. So maybe you're going to be broken for multiplication, broken for healing, maybe broken for true wholeness. God, I thank you for this little cracker and all that it means to us. And God, I pray right now you would whisper in hearts what it is you want to break in us so that we can be multiplied for your kingdom. Not because you're displeased, because you see the potential of the greater. Let's take the bread together. Then with the juice, he gave me something totally different. You know, his blood was poured out for the redemption of our sins, for restoration of relationship with God, their Father. I feel like God wants to pour out something on you in 2022. I don't know what it is. I think it's going to be really good, though. I think everything that comes from God is good. So I think he wants to pour out something on you in 2022. So I want you to ask him, God, what is it you want to pour out on me? Is it your kindness? Is it your patience? Is it your grace? Is it your hope? Is it a gift of healing that I can pray for others and they'll be made well? Whatever it is, God, pour out whatever it is you want to pour out on me. And we thank you for the juice that represents the blood that was poured out so that we could be in full restored mode, fully restored mode. I thank you, God, for that. Let's take the juice together. Amen. So no matter what happens in the next 12 months, we don't have to be afraid. We don't have to be afraid, no matter what happens, because we've been given a holy invitation to follow Jesus wherever that leads, wherever he leads. Follow Jesus. But don't see the guy spitting and veins popping and red face. Follow Jesus! No, don't see that. And don't see try to make God happy, because he's already happy. It's a holy invitation. Would you like to choose my way or your way? It's really amazing. Where he leads, I will follow. We'll be continuing this theme all month, and then we'll carry it on all year in different ways in our monthly themes. But thank you for joining us today. If you want prayer for anything, come and see me up here. I would love to pray with you if you need prayer, anything for anything specific. And next week, not sure what the title is going to be yet, but I know it's going to be good. I'm following Jesus step by step right now. Seriously. Don't know what next week holds. So, following Jesus. Following the leader wherever he may go. Can you tell I had toddlers? Yeah. So, have a great week. Love you guys. Thanks for being here. Happy New Year. Yes.